Maundy Thursday is a night of contradictions. It is the night of the Last Supper. It is also the night of betrayal. It is the institution of the Eucharist, yet it is anchored in the lowest physical act. Washing dirty, callous, walk in the dirt feet. Jesus gives us a new command. Love one another as I have loved you. But how did he love them? He loved them by kneeling. He loved them by picking up a towel, the symbol of a slave's work, and washing the feet of the disciples, including Peter, who would deny him, and Judas, who was already plotting to sell him. Usually we think of this as a call to polite service. But tonight I want to offer you a different view based on a personal experience that shattered my own comfortable understanding of servanthood way back. Many years ago, I was in my last year of diaconal training, and we were required to develop a field ministry. Fortunately, the British home in Brookfield was looking for someone to fill the void that was left by the Baptist seminarians, who were recently ordained and left the home without any spiritual outlet. I filled the void for 14 years. We would hold a prayer service every Sunday morning with hymns. 90-year-old Elizabeth King played the piano. She did it quite well, I must say. On Mondays, I'd bring communion from the reserved sacrament and visit with them, the seniors, on Thursday or Friday. I became very comfortable in this ministry. So comfortable that one year I suggested a prayer service on Maundy Thursday, complete with foot washing. I went at it thinking I was doing something noble. I was going to be Jesus to them. I was going to offer dignity. A man came to this service I had not seen before. He had been living in the infirmary. When he took off his shoes and socks, the smell was overwhelming. His feet were not just unclean, they were swollen and neglected. I felt this visceral urge to recoil. In that moment, I realized I didn't want to wash those feet. I wanted to pay somebody to do it. I was willing to be a servant in theory, but not in the filthy reality. And in that flash of shame, I felt something whisper to my heart. It said, this is how Peter felt. This is what Jesus meant. We often think of foot washing as a quaint ritual. We use clean, dry feet and maybe a little spritz of water. We turn it into a sterile photo opportunity. But in the upper room, those feet were disgusting. They were smelly. They had walked through the grime of Jerusalem. When Peter said, "You shall never wash my feet," it wasn't just humility speaking. It was the sheer embarrassment of having his mess exposed to his Lord and teacher. Jesus didn't just wash the feet of those he liked. He washed the feet of those who would abandon him. He knelt before the mess of humanity, not to fix it from a distance, but to immerse himself in it. That day at the home, I had to stop acting like a benefactor and start acting like a servant. I put my hands into that dirty water, I bathed his feet, and in doing so, I guess the barrier between me and him vanished. I was just serving a person in need. I was recognizing that my own soul was just as dirty, just as in need of washing as were his feet. That is the radical, inconvenient, humbling love of Maundy Thursday. Jesus tells us, if then I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. He isn't saying we need to literally wash feet every Thursday. He is saying we need to get comfortable with the mess. Love is not a feeling of compassion from a distance. Love is a mandate that requires us to get our hands dirty. It means forgiving the person who doesn't deserve it. It means serving that family member who is so exhausting. It means entering into the messy, uncomfortable, painful situations of other people's lives rather than walking by on the other side. Jesus knew what was coming. He knew the cross awaited him on Friday. Yet he chose to focus on this, the intimacy of serving. He wants us to know that we are not just followers, we are recipients of a love that will stop at nothing, not even the lowest form of servitude, to make us clean. Unlike Christmas or Easter, as we leave here tonight, we don't go to a party. We walk into the darkness with Jesus, but we do so with a new command. The world is full of dirty feet and broken lives and messy relationships. Don't recoil. Kneel. Wash the feet of those around you, not with polite service, but with a raw, self-giving, messy love of our teacher. Amen.